Good morning, good morning, good evening, good evening, wherever you might be, folks. You are listening to Frankly Speaking Radio. I am your host, Frank Whalen. Welcome to Monday, May 21st, 2007. And let's see, it's about 11 p.m. here in the Central Time Zone. So, rumors of my death have been greatly exaggerated. Thank you for all the kind emails of concern and phone calls of concern, of course, sent to me. I did take a day off. I know it's a shocker. I know it's that's 2 days off, I think, in the last, 6 months or something like that. Yeah, well, I had my 5-year wedding anniversary with, obviously, my wife on Saturday, so we thought we'd, of course, start the weekend a little early. Had big plans to go and do something, go somewhere, do something. And then, of course, got a sneak peek at the gas prices and said, no way, not a chance are we going anywhere. Unbelievable, just absolutely unbelievable stuff, folks. I mean, I'm sure you're seeing it and feeling it wherever you are. But as per usual, unless every one of us probably looks at these gas prices and says, well, obviously, you know, here's the national average, but we're, you know, far, far, far higher than that. What if everybody's saying that? You know what I mean? It's more or less quite a scam, I think. I mean, unless you're collecting various average state prices, you know, state by state, and then factoring them all together, it just doesn't seem right. But, I mean, you know, several states, I think two are still under $3, but they're very, very close to $3. And here in northwest Arkansas, of course, it was at about 320, I want to say 326 or 329, one of the two, 326, 329, about Thursday night, technically Friday morning when I was driving home. And then comes Saturday, I believe it was Saturday, it may have been Friday, 346 here in northwest Arkansas. That's insane, absolutely insane. We're not the only state or city that has touched on those kinds of prices. But again, you know, factoring things in with saying, oh, the statewide average is this, well, that's fine and dandy. But again, you know, not everybody, you know, a lot of the states have very centralized populations. You know, a lot of people live in this part of the state, or a lot of people live in that part of the state. So yeah, you might have a gas station somewhere in the boonies that's charging, you know, $3.15, but still, it's almost unfair to kind of factor that stuff in when you're looking at what the average person is paying. So right now they're saying the average price somewhere around $3.15. That's just it's not accurate. I guess that's about the best way to say it. But very, very interesting stuff in the realm of gas prices. So I couldn't really afford to go anywhere, but we had a good weekend. Just did anniversary stuff, you know, hung out, went to a great meal. There's a restaurant that some of you from my morning show will remember called Greenhouse Grill. Fantastic stuff in town. They just, everything is, you know, really, really, really healthy for you. And it's an amazing experience to go into a restaurant and eat till you're full and walk out of there with energy rather than that food coma that most of us are used to when we go eat at conventional restaurants. So it was a really nice thing. But anyway, so I'm feeling good. It's Monday. Of course, Grant Hall will be with us in the second hour. We may do some calls here in the first hour. If you're interested, of course, our phone number, 800-313-9443, toll-free and worldwide, 1-800-313-9443. Welcome to all of you joining us on shortwave at frequency 3.215. Welcome to all of you listening online at republicbroadcasting.org as the only officially sanctioned website for the network. And as I mentioned to you in weeks past, we are attempting to raise money to continue the operation of funds, you know, to keep the show going and certainly the whole network as well. So lots of things you can do. You can go to the website there. You can donate. You can also purchase things from Republic Broadcasting. There's a bookstore. They sell videos and CDs and DVDs and all sorts of different things, as well as, of course, Republic Trading Group, which is a wonderful opportunity for you to, of course, buy something that is going to protect your purchasing power and, of course, support the network that hopefully you enjoy listening to. On that note, we're going to take a short break and be back here in 3 minutes with more Frankly Speaking Radio. Please stay with us.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
People who use Cartivite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartivite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartivite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartivite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, 2 months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our Cartivite link at rbnlive.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
Sit back, relax, and enjoy a vacation to the beautiful Ozark Mountains. Howard Creek Resort is nestled conveniently between the cities of Bull Shoals and Mountain Home on Bull Shoals Lake in the natural state of Arkansas. Howard Creek Resort offers easy access to excellent fishing and water recreation of all types. The excitement of nearby Branson music shows and Silver Dollar City is accented perfectly by the many attractions located here in the heart of the Ozarks. Horseback riding, water skiing, scuba diving, hiking, caves, and rock climbing are just a few of the many activities that are available to do in our area. Howard Creek Resorts offers it all. Whether you're staying for the weekend or for a month, Howard Creek Resorts is the place to be, an excellent place to stay, and a valued traditional family vacation resort. Visit our website at www.howardcreek.com or call 1-877-253-7690. Come visit us for a lifetime of memories.
Welcome back. Glad you're here, my friends. You are listening to Frankly Speaking Radio. I am your host, Frank Whalen. Glad you're here. It's Monday evening, as I mentioned. Unless, of course, you're on the East Coast, in which case it's already Tuesday. But, yeah, we always, you know, looking at Monday is always an exciting time to be here. And as I mentioned to you, of course, the phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. Debbie in Texas, welcome to the show.
Hello.
Hello. Is this Debbie Morrow?
It is Debbie Morrow.
Hey, how are you?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm doing well. I'm doing well.
Just working away here at New Millennium.
I know you are.
Hi.
Well, good. I'm glad you're up late with us. How you been?
Oh, I'm doing just wonderful. Thank you very much.
Well, I'm glad to hear that. I was just thinking about you today, as you know. I tried to call you earlier, but you were too busy. And you didn't even call me back.
I'm sorry. I worked.
That's okay.
I mean, Obviously, I'm still working.
Are you guys getting a lot of calls these days? I mean, big things are happening out there.
We have been getting busier than ever. It's really job security.
Yeah, well, absolutely. It's interesting. Like I said, I was just thinking about you the other day. Looking at what's going on with the water and the drought conditions in various places, I mean, there's substantial need out there for water filters, obviously. And as far as collecting rainwater, I mean, this is something that I'm going to be doing here pretty regularly. We do actually have rain in Northwest Arkansas, which is nice. But, you look at Georgia and Florida and California and Arizona, other places, of course, very, very big sort of battles going on between the states as far as water rights and things like that. It's just going to get worse, I think, too.
I think so, too. And a lot of times people think when they store rainwater that they should filter it before they store it.
Mm-hmm.
And I always like to remind people not to bother filtering their water before they store it.
Yes.
Go ahead and store the water and then filter the water as you use it.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, what about, how nasty can that water be that you're storing?
Well, actually, you'd be surprised how bad rainwater can be. Some people think, oh, it's rainwater, you can just drink it. But,
sure.
With all the acid rain mm-hmm. and pollutants in the air and, oh, my gosh, there's so much fuel in the air and, from all the chemtrails and the airplanes and the cars and everything, that it's really good to filter the water, even, what you would think would be clean rainwater.
Oh, yeah.
Really,
but, I mean,
filtering.
If it's... What if it's really nasty?
If it's really, really nasty,
yes.
And it's like pond water or something like that, and it's really gross and has dead things floating in it,
right?
Well, you can still berkey it, but we would recommend that you pre-treat it with like 12 drops of chlorine bleach per gallon of water, and then run it through the berkey, because the berkey will take all the chlorine out.
Yeah.
And that way, just in case there's viruses or something, which viruses really don't last very long anyway in water, especially when light hits them. But, it never hurts to go ahead and add some chlorine, because we'll take all the chlorine out. I've heard tell of situations where people have wells with, they're drinking it and don't realize there's a dead animal and stuff in their well. Happens.
Yeah, I guess it does. Well, we talked about that story several years ago where people were getting like weird chunks of stuff coming out of the water pipes, and they said, oh yeah, some animal got trapped in there and basically just dissolved. And...
Yeah, isn't that gross?
It's gross. It's funny because it didn't happen to me.
Well, it's really funny because when my husband was a little boy, one time a squirrel came up through the toilet. It was like this little wet squirrel just came up through the somehow got from the roof or something up in the lines and came up through the toilet, and then it was running around in the house and stuff. And they were chasing this poor thing down, but it was hysterical and scary. But, who'd have thought that it could come in? So, little animals can get anywhere, really.
Now, was anybody using the toilet at the time?
No, but I think there was somebody like in the bathroom shaving or something.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, they had five kids. Somebody's always in the bathroom when you have five kids.
Oh, my God.
I know.
That's like a horror movie starts that way.
I know, like the Tidy Bowl Man.
That's terrible.
I remember when I was a little girl, I used to be so scared of that. Remember the commercial with the arm coming up through the toilet?
No, thank God.
Oh, I think it was like, I don't know if it was Mr. Clean or...
Wow.
I don't think... Yeah, I think it was Mr. Clean commercials. And it makes you, like, oh, no, an arm's going to come up through the toilet. We need to talk about something else here. Change
subject.
That's
bizarre. Well, yeah, let's definitely talk about something different. That's strange. I don't remember that commercial, and that's probably a good thing, because that would have probably traumatized me. Well, I was also thinking about you guys, of course, because we had our first tropical storm already.
We did. When?
I don't know. A week and a half, 2 weeks ago.
Really? Where?
Off the coast of South Carolina, I believe, Georgia, somewhere around that area. It was Tropical Storm Andrea, and she was a tropical storm for about 3 minutes.
Oh,
Yeah, and then it kind of faded out. But still, it's obviously it's unseasonable. Now, again, having a hurricane season and defining its parameters as between June 1st and November 30th is moderately pointless because, you know, hey, hurricanes don't pay attention to schedules, kind of like the Postal Service. But nevertheless, it's still noteworthy because they're predicting, and I know they have for a while now, but they've been predicting a moderately harsh tropical storm and hurricane season. So if we do have one that's even moderately harsh, now, you know, I was complaining about the gas prices earlier, Deb, before you called in. And here, over the weekend, they hit $3.46 was the highest I saw it.
That's amazing.
Yeah, I don't know what it is where you are.
Well, I mean, I don't know, because I never look at the high end.
Right.
Like the premium gas doesn't,
I don't even look at that. This is the regular.
A regular?
346, yes.
Oh, man.
Yeah, it was like 366, maybe. I think they go up in 10 or 12 cent intervals. But, no, this is for the regular stuff, was 346.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. It's like I forget, like, well, 309 or something, because I go to the cheapo gas station, you know.
Hey, that's good, as long as, you know, the gas is good, but... Yeah, it's very interesting because as I'm watching all this stuff develop, and I was just reading a story about this, about the oil shock and the gas shock. Now, keep in mind, there are pretty much three main parameters that cause gas to go up. Okay, you've got hurricanes, okay, and refinery disruptions as a result of that. You have war, and then you also have high oil prices. And I'm sure there's some more, too. But anyway, those three right there. Well, oil is low. Gas is high. Refineries haven't been hit by any hurricanes because we haven't had any hurricanes yet. And there's no war breaking out. There's not even any war about to break out any more so than there was a long time ago. And even after Katrina, the oil price or the gas prices are higher than they were then. And we haven't even started the summer driving season, which is another time as Memorial Day approaches, obviously. That's another reason for them to raise prices. So we haven't even seen the top of this climbing gasoline prices.
No, we haven't. And, you know, I think it's separate and conquer, personally. You know, if they can keep family support, which is exactly what happens.
Oh, I think that's a great point. Sure.
I think that's the whole, you know, I don't know why, but so separate and conquer, you know. I mean, keep people from being with their loved ones, and, you know, you start to get depression and different things, and then... You know, it's just aggravating.
Well, there's a lot to that, and I think that you're right on point. I didn't even consider that, but you're right. I mean, you look at Mother's Day, the price went up. On Memorial Day, the price would go up. Fourth of July weekend. Any excuse to keep people home. And it's interesting, too, because I was reading through this, they were talking about all of the different things people were doing to save money. And one of those things was, of course, not shopping as much, canceling family vacations, not driving far to go to the store when you do have to go. So this is a perfect time for people to conserve what they can. And, you know, for anybody that still drinks tap water, shame on you, first of all, because you're killing yourself, I would think. But secondly, you know, you've got another issue here where, you know, if you buy bottled water, well, look at what you're paying for. I mean, when you can simply filter that. I mean, I don't know the cost breakdown, but I think you've told me before it equates to about 4 cents a bottle of water with the Berkey filters.
Right. It sure does. And the thing is, you know, then, you know, use your money on other stuff.
Oh, yeah.
You know, you don't have to... I don't know. I wish we hadn't talked about the gas.
Did I depress you? Well, you know, it's interesting, too, and I'm sure you guys in the business you're in, maybe you've considered this. I mean, I know you ship. You don't ship by air, do you? You ship by ground.
We usually ship UPS ground.
Have their prices gone up a lot?
They had a rate increase not too long ago. And luckily, we did not pass that rate increase on to our customers.
You guys are awesome.
But we're trying really hard not to do that because, you know, like a lot of people wonder, you know, we used to have the Berkey Sport bottles and the generic labeled ones.
Yeah.
And now we only have generic labeled ones. And the reason is because the silkscreen company that we were using raised their prices. And we said, well, we're not going to raise ours, so we just won't write on the bottles anymore. you know, at least till we find another company, you know. So
that's
stuff
awesome.
Like that affects the business.
I know. And we're seeing a massive increase in the food prices as well. And certainly in bottled water, which I buy bottled water, but then I filter it and then put it back in the bottles. But that's just me. Hang on a second, Deb. A quick break, folks. We'll be back in 3 minutes with more Frankly Speaking Radio. Have you heard of a privacy crisis? Odds are you're already immersed in one. The U.S. government is now legally tapping phones, monitoring emails, tracking purchases, and seizing property in record numbers. Banks are demanding invasive personal information for even the smallest transaction. Unfortunately, stalkers looking to harm you or your financial situation are using the same methods. So how can you protect yourself, your loved ones, and all that you own? Well, the first step is to purchase the most important how-to book you'll ever read. It's called Privacy Crisis by author Grant Hall. In minutes, you'll know the methods he himself has used and advised others about in order to bank anonymously, open a safety deposit box without a social security number. With Privacy Crisis, you'll discover how to avoid judgments, seal your credit files airtight, drop off the radar, and virtually disappear from those looking to cause you injury. The ebook and hardcover versions are available at www.privacycrisis.com. Grant Hall's Privacy Crisis contains information and legal methods the powers that be don't want you to know. Travel, bank, work, and live anonymously. Live free. You can also order Privacy Crisis by telephone. Call 702-433-6222.
Businesses and their employees are facing constant increases in group medical insurance premiums. Employees are shouldering more of the burden themselves. Core Documents, the nation's primary source for affordable medical plan documents, has the answer. A health reimbursement arrangement, or HRA. Business owners, managers, find out now how your company can utilize a much higher deductible health insurance policy and establish an HRA to fund low deductibles for your employees. And employees, tell the boss to visit coredocuments.com now. This new HRA plan can save you thousands of dollars.
Employers all over the country are discovering how to roll back insurance costs using Core Documents' HRA concept. Core Documents is the nation's primary source for affordable plan documents required by the IRS and Department of Labor for Section 125 and HRA plans. Use your insurance agent and let Core Documents help you with plan design. Do a Google search for Core Documents or see us at coredocuments.com. That's Core, C-O-R-E. Documents, plural.com.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. For nation shall rise against nation and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places. Fellow Americans, we are living in this time of Earth's history. People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs for your information. It discusses America in prophecy, the Antichrist, tyrants and wars, secret societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F. 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715.
Welcome back. Glad you're here, folks. You are listening to Frankly Speaking Radio. I am your host, Frank Whalen. Welcome back. Debbie Morrow from New Millennium Concepts. Of course, the website, BerkeyWater.com. Debbie, welcome back.
Hi, thanks for having me.
Yeah, well, thanks for being here. Sorry for depressing you with gas prices.
I know. I found an interesting thing in the news about fluoride.
Oh, yeah. Let's talk about that.
Okay. It's in a place called Picayune, Mississippi, P-I-C-A-Y-U-N-E.
Yeah.
And this was on April 28th. It said, residents have been getting a daily dose of fluoride to help protect their teeth for about 2 months now. Through a grant from the Mississippi Health Department, the proper equipment and chemicals were supplied to the city, said Public Works Director Chad Pearson. They basically gave us everything we need to operate the system. That grant requires that Pecane, Harvey said, add the chemical to the water for a period of at least 5 years. After that, the city can opt out if they choose. For the first year, the health department will supply the fluoride. At the end of the year, the city will cover those costs. Fluoride is naturally occurring in groundwater at a concentration of 0.15 parts per million in Pecane. Children get the most benefit if the concentration is slightly higher, said Lance Stewart, the head water operator. Proper concentrations set by the health department are expected to be within 0.7 to 1.3 parts per million. Any higher than that and side effects begin to kick in, said Eric LaPrairie, the Pecane water operator. Side effects could range from fluorosis or yellowing of the teeth in lesser concentrations to brain and spinal cord contamination and brittle bones in long-term concentrations. To experience any of the major side effects, a person would have to be subjected to concentrations of 20 milligrams per day for 20 years. The key to the whole thing is long-term exposure. All levels that go in the water in Pecane are monitored daily except for weekends, Stewart said. Once a month, a water sample is sent to the health department for evaluation in order to maintain compliance. Don't you love how they just, like, wow, make it so that they poison you and make it sound like it's for your benefit?
It's unbelievable.
It is, you know, because I always, you know, on my your show, I always invite it to making a pot of spaghetti. You know, you make a pot of spaghetti for your family.
Yes.
You invite everybody over and just put a little teeny pinch of rat poison in it. Not that anybody would notice, you know.
That's right, because a little bit of rat poison is probably...
A little bit won't hurt.
Yeah,
and maybe
good for
in
you.
20 years it might kill you off, but, you know, it won't hurt you now. I mean, it just drives me crazy how they can just get away with that. Just, you know, it's lulling people into apathy.
That's right.
You know?
Well, and just, of course, ingesting it is doing that as well. Not to mention, of course, the overwhelming problems with hormones and thyroid issues and all sorts of stuff that's going on with the water. So it's just unbelievable.
It really is. I mean, it's so blatant. I mean, they get right in people's faces and tell them they're poisoning them. And people go, yeah, okay, it's good for our teeth.
Yeah,
you know,
exactly.
Oh, my gosh. Anyway, so I thought that was really very interesting.
Now, where was that located?
That was in a place called...
Oh, yeah, Mississippi, right?
Yeah, it was Picayune? In Mississippi, something like that.
Yeah.
hard word to say.
Oh, wow. That's it's not surprising at all, of course. But, you know, you guys do have the fluoride filters that people can add to Berkey water filters.
Yes, yes. And I had a lady today call me and say she didn't realize that she was supposed to have those on there. So it's real important that I bring that up a lot, because sometimes people think the black Berkey filters take out fluoride, and they don't. But you can add the secondary post filter, which is the PF2 fluoride filters, and then you get the fluoride out that way. And they hang upside down the bottom tank, and you change them out more often because fluoride is very difficult to take out and requires a lot of media to do it. And you cannot taste or smell fluoride. So you want to call your water department and just ask them, do you add fluoride to the water? And they'll tell you because they're proud of it because they think it's a good thing.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, I was talking to Colonel Joe about that, and he said that he had taken a course at the University of Arkansas and actually had it there. I believe it's in their textbooks at the university that fluoride is a poison. And, I mean, just says it plain and simple, which, I mean, you know, anybody can look that up, of course. But at the same time, I find it hard to believe that they can justify a little bit of poison being good for you. But, you know, I don't know how often people are challenging these things. Most people just accept whatever they're told is reality.
Yeah, they do. They do. You know, if you just smile enough and say it loud enough. And
often enough.
Yeah. And the thing is, you know, they don't hide it. And that's why people think it's good. Because it's, oh, it must be okay. It's on everything.
It's true.
Oh, it's on your toothpaste. It's in your water. You know, it must be okay. And it's not. So,
that's,
you know.
Disgusting. I hate hearing that. And, you know, we hear it all the time. mm-hmm. the fluoride issue, and as well as many, many other things. But again, you know, perfect reason for people to start paying attention to what's going on with their water. You know, most people, if it looks all right and it tastes all right, then it's fine. But, you know, you do get acclimated. Take a short trip, even just out of town, and drink from a water fountain at a, you know, at a shopping mall that's not where you live, and you'll taste the difference. I mean, it's really disgusting. Hang on a second, Deb. We're up to another break. We'll be back in 3 minutes, folks. Stay with us.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Sit back, relax, and enjoy a vacation to the beautiful Ozark Mountains. Howard Creek Resort is nestled conveniently between the cities of Bull Shoals and Mountain Home on Bull Shoals Lake in the natural state of Arkansas. Howard Creek Resort offers easy access to excellent fishing and water recreation of all types. The excitement of nearby Branson music shows and Silver Dollar City is accented perfectly by the many attractions located here in the heart of the Ozarks. Horseback riding, water skiing, scuba diving, hiking, caves, and rock climbing are just a few of the many activities that are available to do in our area. Howard Creek Resorts offers it all. Whether you're staying for the weekend or for a month, Howard Creek Resorts is the place to be, an excellent place to stay, and a valued traditional family vacation resort. Visit our website at www.howardcreek.com or call 1-877-253-7690. Come visit us for a lifetime of memories.
Are you paying exorbitant amounts of interest to your mortgage lender? We as Americans have been led down a path of paying excessive amounts of interest to the lending institutions. Stop paying tens of thousands of dollars in mortgage interest and start saving. Our financial experts have spent 2 years and about $2 million on a revolutionary interest reduction solution that will show you how to pay off 100% of your mortgage and other debt in as little as 8 to 11 years with no change to your current lifestyle or spending habits, no increase to your monthly mortgage payments, no refinancing, and no out-of-pocket expense. That's right. Take 19 to 22 years off your 30-year mortgage. This is not a bi-weekly payment program or a debt roll-down program. It's much more. Sound too good to be true? Find out just how good. Visit interestreductionsolutions.com or call 1-800-281-5094. That's 1-800-281-5094. Ask about our free DVD and financial analysis report.
Welcome back, my friends. Glad you're here. You are listening to Frankly Speaking Radio. I am your host, Frank Whelan. Glad you're here, and glad Debbie Morrow's called in. Debbie, welcome to the show.
Hi, thanks for having me. I have another story.
Oh, go ahead.
This is interesting. This is in Spencer, Massachusetts. It says, several residents had to be taken to the hospital after the town's water supply was accidentally treated with too much sodium hydroxide. Police say residents started complaining of skin irritation and moderate burns this morning after taking a shower.
Oh, wow.
Officials determined that a malfunction at the town's water treatment plant released too much sodium hydroxide into the water supply. Sodium hydroxide is routinely put into water to reduce acidity and limit pipe corrosion.
Wow.
So I know. See there? I mean, can you imagine not only the people who got burned, but the people who've been drinking that and cooking with it that we don't know about?
Yeah. What is that called again?
Sodium hydroxide.
Mm.
And then I was reading this other story that said that Washington, D.C. More than 100 water utility leaders from across the U.S. met last month to stress the essential need to repair and replace the nation's aging water infrastructure. The American Water Works Association estimated the cost of the repair and replace our nation's drinking water infrastructure over the next 3 decades will exceed $250 billion. So that goes in conjunction with that other one, because here they're saying, yeah, you know what, we need to really talk about replacing a lot of the, pipes and, fixing up the water in the United States. And then here's proof that, you know what, we don't have time to wait years and years for them to decide to want to do it, because things are falling apart as we speak,
Looking at that, and then, of course, all the other issues, I mean, obviously there's there's a lot of problems. It ties in with one of the things that one of my guests had mentioned last week, Professor James McCanney. I'm sure you've heard of him.
I love him.
He's wonderful, isn't he?
Yes.
He was on, and he was talking about his new book, but one of the things we had talked about was the RFIDs, because basically he has decoded the encryption that's used to create and secure RFID technology, as well as many, many other things. So it's powerful and vital information. But one of the things he had said is that, you remember a couple of years ago, they were pushing for this quite a bit in Missouri and probably other places as well. They wanted to install water meters on people's private wells. Okay.
Yeah.
Now, this is something that Jim had received new information about, that apparently what they're doing is incorporating an RFID reader into people's water meters, so therefore they can track, what you're wearing and where you're at and things like that in your house. Because, you know, the RFID readers, the biggest problem they had was the limited range. And I came across information that those things actually, even when they're turned off at the register, they reactivate themselves in 48 hours. So this is really intriguing information, and it all ties together, because what you're saying is that they're going to start needing to do upgrades and updates on various things, and that will probably most likely include modern technology such as additional water meters of some level.
Yep. And then, because that way they'll say that they're tracking it for our benefits. You know, they can always say, well, we're putting these computer chips in and we're doing this and that, so that we can make sure that your, levels are good. In the meantime, they're tracking everything else, too.
It's amazing. Absolutely amazing.
Well, yep.
One of the things that I've been paying close attention to, I'm sure you have as well, is this whole global warming thing. This is a big issue, and I think it's only going to get bigger. I mean, just you factor in where we are with prices already with food and certainly with gasoline. Throw a couple of hurricanes in the mix, and you're going to have more and more talk about global warming. They've already factored it in on a political side, obviously, with Al Gore, and the environment's kind of been a Democrat issue for a while. Well, after there was that really tragic tornado that hit Greensburg, Kansas.
I know.
I'm sure you saw that, just annihilated the whole town. Well, one of the things that the mayor, Governor Sebelius of Kansas, she was saying that they had no National Guard assistance, or at least not enough, because all their equipment and all their personnel were in Iraq. So that makes it even more of a Democrat issue, and it will continue to be so. But I think there's going to be a big push towards, protecting the environment and limiting everything that we're allowed to do and whatnot. And then I came across this story, and this I found to be very interesting. This is from news.com.au out of Australia. It says, bottled water, the world's fastest-growing beverage, carries a heavy environmental cost, adding plastic to landfills and putting pressure on natural springs, the author of a new U.S. report said today. So this is intriguing, because this is going to, I think that they might even seek to say, well, we'll regulate the city water better and we'll ban bottled water.
Oh, yeah.
I'm serious. There you go. It could very easily happen.
Yes. Absolutely.
Now, listen to this. While many in developed countries thirst for safety, cleanliness, taste, and social cachet when they buy bottled water, more than 1 billion people in the world's poorest countries lack access to clean drinking water, bottled or not. And in developed countries, bottled water may be scrutinized using lower standards than plain tap water.
Right.
So we know that to be the truth, but it's very interesting because they go on to basically say, you know, tap water is fine, and we don't know why people are paying these crazy amounts of money for bottled water. And of course, then you've got the added environmental issue because of what's going on. It says among the countries that use bottled water, India's consumption nearly tripled over the span of 1997 to 2005. China's more than doubled. Mexico, Brazil, Italy, Germany, and France, Indonesia, and Spain round out the top 10 in the world consumption for U.S. residents is 28.6 billion liters in 2005. The largest consumer of bottled water. Now, that's interesting. And then, of course, we've got this one from March 4th, 2004. Reuters says that Coca-Cola admits that Dasani water is nothing but tap water in another place.
Where is that from? Reuters what?
Reuters, March 4th, 2004. I can fax it if you like.
I'd like to see that one, yeah.
Yeah, because it basically...
Probably put on our website, maybe.
Yeah, it's important. It is important. It says basically... two out of every five bottles of water sold around the world, like Dasani, are purified water rather than source water, which originates from a spring. So what they do is they get tap water, and then they treat it.
Yeah.
And they put it in a bottle. That's it. So it's very interesting. And it says flagship brands such as Evian, Perrier, and Malvern, most of the big-name water producers, market several purified water lines, often in countries where the safety of the public water supply is a concern. Nestle's Pure Life is one such leading brand. PepsiCo's Aquafina is another, while Danone's Sparklets and Alhambra Marquise are top seller in the United States, where water mains, where mains purify water is usually not an issue. So they're saying basically, in essence, that we don't need purified water because our tap water is fine. Although, you know, again, the bottled water is mostly just tap water from another place, and bottled water has an environmental cost. So this is a pretty substantial thing, and I would not be surprised. There was an effort to limit or tax people, rather, on water collection, like rainwater collection. You may have heard that a couple of years ago, too. So it's interesting when you see all these things start to line up, it seems like they're trying to control our access to water that we that they give us. You know, they want us to drink the water that we're provided with, which I think is very intriguing and not surprising at all, as well as metering it, the RFID thing, charging us money for collecting rainwater, and maybe trying to put people like yourselves out of business. I don't know.
I don't know, but it all comes back to if they can control our what we eat, what we drink, where we go, what
That's
we
right.
do, separate and conquer.
Absolutely.
You know?
Absolutely. So I think the main thing here, a couple of key points we've addressed. If you drink tap water, you should probably be filtering it with a Berkey. If you are interested in collecting rainwater, you should probably be filtering that with a Berkey. If you buy bottled water, you should be filtering that with a Berkey. And all of these are cost-effective means of trimming down the fat in your budget. Anything you can do to kind of save a little money in this time, I think, is something people should be doing.
Absolutely. And Berkeys are very, very affordable. And, if you just take a dish and every time you go to the store, take your change, and when you get home, put it in the dish, you know, you can have a little Berkey jar.
Yeah.
It doesn't take long, and, you know, if it's not something that's in your budget.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so it doesn't take very long.
No.
And they are very affordable, and they last really long time. So it's not going to be something that you have to buy filters every 3 months. Mm. Like, you know, some of those brands you buy at the grocery store, you're constantly putting a new filter on every second,
yes.
You know.
I was changing those out about once a month, and they're $20.
Yeah.
Probably pretty much $20 a pop.
Adds up really fast.
Yeah, absolutely. It's an additional bill that, you know, I just don't need. Well, let's talk about water filters. What do you got for us?
Oh, we have Berkey water filters.
Oh, wonderful. I'm shocked by that answer.
I know. And We have, you know, the Berkey Lights, and we have the Big Berkeys, and we have the Travel Berkeys, and we have the Sport Berkeys, and the Sport Berkeys now come in a blue bottle, which is really pretty, and I just got to see my first one of those today, and it's very, very pretty, and, you know, the Berkeys, you can, you know, if you get, like, a Big Berkey, then you get a free Sport Berkey with it. Or if you get a Travel Berkey, you get a free Sport Berkey with it, or a base. You know, we always like to give a little free gift with your order. And if they call in and say they heard it on your show, then we help you. And so that's a really wonderful thing. And you can get Berkeys in several different sizes. You know, they start out at a gallon and a half size, which is the Travel Berkey, all the way to our great big one, which is like the 6-gallon one, which I consider that more for industrial use, you know, for like restaurants or, you know, we have a guy who uses his to make wine. He's a winery. You know, we have lots of pet people. You know, they don't feed regular water to their animals. They do Berkey water for their animals. I've had people who use it for their gardens, you know, for their aquariums, all kinds of things. So just give me a call tomorrow at 1-888-803-4438 and say you heard it on Frank's show, and we'll give him credit for the sale, and we'll give you the best prices out there. How's that sound?
It sounds pretty good.
What do the sport bottles go for?
The Berkey Sport bottles, well, they don't have writing on them anymore, so they're the generic labeled ones, and they're $29 each, or you can get 5 for $99. And we also have potassium iodate, which you can get 5 for $99, or they're $29. $29 a bottle. Those are kind of the mix and match thing. And what other kind of things have we not talked about? Did you know we had shower filters?
I did know that. Now
yeah.
That goes, what does that go, like on the shower head?
It does. It goes in between your shower head and your pipe, so you can still use your same shower head, especially people with the handheld ones. And they always call me and say, well, can I still use my handheld one? Absolutely, because it goes in between your hookup, and that's usually very universal hookup. You don't have to buy anything extra in most cases. And then you just put your shower head back on what you're used to. And they do 10,000 gallons or 1 year, whichever comes first. It contains these granules in there, which are really effective in removing and reducing chlorine, hydrogen sulfate, just, you know, microorganisms, all kinds of stuff, you know, that you don't want to have in your water. And what else do we want to talk about?
Well, you have, is it flashlights?
We do. Okay. We have these really cute flashlights, actually. We have the little tiny ones, you know, that are LED lights that go, you know, you put it on your keychain. I really like those. They're really neat. And they're $10 each. Or we also have, like, a headlamp kind.
Yeah.
And that's great for when you want to take your kids outside and go spider hunting.
Or whatever people do. I mean, not everybody goes spider hunting.
I know. I do. I did with my granddaughter last week. And then, let's see, we have the LED flashlight that has the smart switch on it, so it can save battery life by, you know, making it dimmer and higher. And it's got a flasher and all kinds of different things on it. And it uses AAA nickel hydride batteries. I think I say that correctly.
Yeah.
And so those are really neat products. But mostly, you know, our big thing is the water filters. And then everything else is just, you know, like additional cool stuff, you know, that is great to have in case of an emergency. Which, you know, I was without electricity for 2 days.
Recently?
We had that rain thing last 2 weeks ago.
Really?
Yeah, well, you know what happened? You know, because when you were talking about the storms, I was going to go, yeah, didn't you know? Because we had storms like 3 weeks in a row, and the first week, it was really funny because it was like 9:30, and we were, you know, sitting around praying and watching the news and stuff and everything, and it was like in Denton more than it was in Grapevine. And so we were like, you know, just up all evening. Well, the next morning, my husband looked out the kitchen window, you know, while he was drinking his Berkey water. And he looks out the window, and like our trees were all on the ground, you know, the tops of some of our big trees. And my husband's like, huh, trees fell down. And they were in our neighbor's backyard mostly. So that was the first time. And I know it was a little tornado or something, you know, or wind surge, because, like, when I drove around the neighborhood, the people behind us, their tree was completely uprooted and all the way over in their front yard. And then it's like it jumped into our backyard, and we have these huge trees, and it just, like, the big limbs were just all over our neighbor's backyard. And then the next street over, the big limbs were all down. So it was kind of like this little tornado just kind of hop-skipped over.
I think I remember you telling me that, but I don't remember you saying you were without power.
Well, see, that happened after.
Because,
see, that was the first week. Then the next week, we were without power. We had another storm, and we ended up without power. And I had to actually close my office and everything because my phones didn't work. And I had to, like, do one of those call-ins from my cell phone in to change the recorder. And it said, we're sorry, but, you know, our offices are closed because we have no phones, no electricity, no computers. I hear your music.
Yes, you do. Amazing how fast the hour's gone. But when we come back, of course, we'll give out your phone number again. The website is BerkeyWater.com. That's BerkeyWater.com. And Debbie, our good friend, of course, will be hanging around here when we come back in only 3 minutes. Please stay with us, folks. More Frankly Speaking Radio on the way.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Hi, Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. Sure, you've got a mortgage and credit cards. Your debt creation is probably the smartest thing you've ever done. How would it be to find $75,000, $150,000, $200,000 or more you never knew you had? Now the task force has strategies to make these debts into virtual savings accounts. Ben Franklin said, a penny saved is a penny earned. By doing nothing more than you're doing right now, because you've used your credit, the right strategies can make the debt part of your financial life the smartest thing you've ever done. Oh, by the way, your strategies cost you nothing out of pocket. Go ahead and check out the debt elimination scams if you'd like to. You wouldn't take money from a loan shark, so you may not want to give your money to a debt shark. For an understanding of what a financial genius you truly are, call 800-409-5633. On the web, mydebtfreepath.com. 800-409-5633.
People who use Cartavite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartavite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartavite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartavite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, 2 months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our Cartabyte link at rbnlive.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
Welcome back. Glad you're here, my friends. You are listening, of course, to Frankly Speaking Radio. I am your host, Frank Whalen, and, of course, very excited to announce that this hour is being brought to our good friends down at the Howard Creek Resort, featuring 9 fully equipped individual housekeeping cabins and all the fun stuff nearby that you could possibly stand there in Branson, all the noise and the crazy tourist trappings, but and all the quietness that you can even imagine from Bull Shoals Lake, Arkansas. Absolutely stunningly beautiful. If you've never been in that area, you should certainly give it a shot. Howard Creek Resort, the perfect family vacation spot any time of the year, perfect for family reunions and any other sort of get-togethers you can possibly dream up. You visit them on the web at www.howardcreek.com or call them toll-free at 877-253-7690. And welcome back, Debbie Morrow.
Well, you know, that's interesting that you bring that up because we're going to Branson in 2 weeks.
Are you really?
Yeah, not this coming weekend, but the weekend after. I've never been there.
Oh, wow.
And one of the guys that plays music with my husband, he has, I guess, a timeshare or something. And so he called and said, hey, you guys want to go to Branson? And we were like, you know, we've never been, and apparently it's bluegrass month
in
Branson right now.
Bluegrass 99% of the time, I think.
Well, no, but I mean, it was like it's official bluegrass.
Oh, month. It's official rather than unofficial. Yeah.
And so my husband, like, is so excited. So if anybody wants to come hang out with me because I'm going to be stuck,
And surely they'll be able to find you. I mean, it's Branson after all.
I know, and they'll recognize my voice. They'll go, that's Debbie from New Millennium.
Well, if you get some free time, I recommend a few things out there.
Oh, we'll have to talk.
Well, we do have to talk, but you got to return a call one time.
I'm sorry.
It's okay. I'm just giving you garbage. Hey, make sure you call me tomorrow, though. I have something to report to you that I'd rather do off the air about a health matter. So I think.
Oh,
you might...
good. You know what?
No.
Do we have a second?
We have a second.
Well, you know, I got to do this really weird thing. I got to swallow a camera pill.
Oh, God.
And wear this little machine.
Yeah.
And it took 28,800 pictures of my intestines. Isn't that weird?
That's very weird.
Now, I know.
Everything came out fine, right?
I don't know. I haven't had the results. I'm sure it's going to. Last week, you know, because...
That's why we haven't talked in weeks and weeks.
Yeah, see, they're always just freaking out, you know, whenever I'm anemic, you know?
Yeah.
And, you know, anyway, so... It's really, but it was interesting. I kept telling everybody all day I was bionic. I was like, yeah, I'm the bionic girl. So it was kind of cool. It was different, you know. My dad would have thought it was really neat because he always thought that, what's that stuff called? Where, you know, they make the little tiny stuff. He always thought that was really an interesting science. So.
Yeah, it's very interesting. It's also very scary. One of the things they're talking about doing is putting the RFID in not just the bottles of medicine, although they're doing that, but in the actual medicine capsules themselves.
Well, you know, I thought about that after when you were talking about that a few minutes ago, because it never even dawned on me, you know, because, you know, you just kind of, you know, it was really weird. Because, you know, you go into the doctor's office and the nurse, you know, straps this thing on you and stuff. So, and you look like Steve Urkel because you have these big suspenders and this machine on the side. And then she opens up this little container.
Wow.
And the pill's in the container. And she says, okay, take your pill. And you take it out. And it's blinking.
Wow.
I know. And you can see the little, you know, like electronics inside of it. And then she, you know, like, tests it to make sure it's making the little thing blink on the side of you. And every time it blinks, it's taking a picture. And it blinks twice every second.
Wow.
It was really interesting.
Well, keep me in the loop on that.
I will.
And other things as well. Give out your phone number real quick.
It's toll-free 1-888-803-4438.
Wonderful. Well, Deb, I look forward to chatting with you. You take care. Thanks for the call, and we'll
Thank
talk soon.
You. Talk to you tomorrow.
All right. Bye-bye.
All right.
Debbie Morrow, ladies and gentlemen. Quick break. We'll be back in 90 seconds. Stay with us.
A message for all homeowners and prospective homeowners.